Today we see the great nobility of the soul of Saint Mary Magdalene. So she goes early in the morning, for she who was forgiven by God in life was not afraid to be associated with him in death, even though it could have brought ridicule on her, or even worse, to have associated herself with him, it could have brought her death. And so she shows that her activity is one of watchfulness and ardor, that is, vigilance and fervor for the Lord, and that watchfulness and that ardor of St. Mary Magdalene would be rewarded this day as she would come to a greater understanding. For death could not keep the Lord in the tomb, and he truly had risen. And so our Lord will now begin to bring her to that most profound understanding, and he will not permit her to touch his body because he wishes to attach her to a much more profound mystery, that the same flesh that she saw before him would be with her and with the mystical body of Christ until the end of time in that most blessed of all sacraments, where the fervor of Mary Magdalene would be poured out until her death, her parting from this life, in order to enter eternal life. It is said, according to tradition, that Saint Mary Magdalene would undergo severe trials and temptations by the devil himself in order to lure her back into her former life of a prostitute and the dissolute living that came with it. But Mary Magdalene would now turn to that mystery by which she would gain the strength to triumph, where she formerly had fallen to the temptations of the devil. Now, through the Eucharistic presence of Christ, she would be triumphant. And indeed, it is not her that was truly triumphant, and she understood this so well. For when we overcome trial and temptation, it is Christ who is triumphant in us, for it is by his grace that we persevere and that we overcome all that the devil throws at us in this life. And so let us truly be resolved, like Saint Mary Magdalene, to be watchful, to be vigilant to the wiles and snares of the devil, and to have a fervent love for the Lord and Savior, most especially in that most blessed of all the sacraments, his true presence amongst us, that is, body, blood, soul, and divinity. She came in order to anoint the dead body of Christ, but rather she would anoint that most extraordinary mystery, Christ's real presence, with her tears of sorrow and the joy of her repentance. And so the former sinner became the great lover of Jesus Christ, and most especially of Jesus Christ in his Eucharistic presence. And so let us turn to our Lord, beseeching him and begging him to intercede for us in our day and age, in which so much lack of vigilance, so much lack of fervor for the Lord is present in this world, this age that has seemed to become totally forgetful that the Savior still dwells with us and will dwell with us until the end of time, in order that we do not put our hope of joy in the things of this world, but that we put our hope and our joy in the things of the world to come, so that we truly go about this life as Saint Mary Magdalene, praying that if the cup of temptation may pass for us, then it be so. But if it is not so, then we know we can triumph through him who triumphed for us. And so she had great reason to rejoice this day, and she would come to a most profound understanding. And let us know, as we see in today's gospel, that when Mary went to the apostles first, they still did not believe her. It wasn't until she came the second time that the apostles began to believe her. And so, if the world seems to doubt or does not believe in the real presence of the Lord, let us show ourselves strong believers in his presence. Let us show ourselves fervent in our love for him, as Saint Mary Magdalene showed herself. And so that question theologians ask is a question that will be pondered, and we will not know the answer until we enter into eternal life. Does the great sinner Mary Magdalene love the Lord more than the one who has never sinned? Many of theologians put it in the context that they can't wait to get to heaven to see the debate between someone like St. Mary Magdalene and someone like St. Teresa, the little flower, which one loved the Lord the most, the one who committed many sins and was forgiven in her life, or the one who, by the grace of God, never committed, according to her confessor, even a deliberate venial sin in her life. It will be an interesting debate, and yet it really, in the end, it will not matter. For if we attain that glory that we are called to attain, that is, union with God for heaven, then we have accomplished in this life what the Lord has set out for us to do. And so, let us know and always remember that that is accomplished by one mystery and one mystery only, that Christ truly is present with us, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Blessed Sacrament until the end of time, and all the other sacraments in one way or another serve to strengthen our belief in this great mystery. Baptism allows us entrance into the mystery, and every worthy reception of a sacrament by the member of the mystical body makes them more ready to receive their Lord and Savior in the most holy sacrament. And after receiving him, if God gives us the grace as our final act in this life, then we will receive him in that most profound receiving that all souls are called to receive. That is, we will receive him as he is when we see him by way of the beatific vision in the glory of heaven. And so, let us not strive for the glory of this life. Let us remember, as St. Mary Magdalene would come to know so well, that body of the Savior, dead on the cross of Mount Calvary, could not be contained by the tomb at the foot of Mount Calvary, and the Lord truly did rise, glorious and triumphant in the resurrection. And we too, if we persevere through the trials and the tribulations of this life, as St. Mary Magdalene did, will come to recognize that most profound of all mysteries, that union with Christ by way of the beatific vision in heaven. And so, we have much to do in this life for the Lord, but we do it because we remain watchful and we remain fervent in our love for him, and we do not let anything discourage us from that goal that he has set out for us. And so, let us strive always and everywhere to show ourselves true lovers of the Lord, either in the way of St. Mary Magdalene, because we have been forgiven much, or by way of the saints like the little flower, who, not committing any deliberate venial sins, even venial sins in their life, knew in full well that they did that only by the grace of God, for they knew it was impossible for them. And so, each and every one of the saints, the great sinner or the one who never sinned, came to know and to understand a most profound mystery. We have a fear of the Lord, but not a cowering fear. It is a fear by which we recognize the great awesomeness that it is to be called into existence out of nothing by God himself, and that he has called us into existence in order that we may enjoy him for all eternity, as St. Mary Magdalene now does. And let us ask her to intercede for us by her prayers, so that we too may come to know that enjoyment that she cannot have taken away from her. She has chosen, as our Lord said, the better part, and now she enjoys it for all eternity.
Christus.